Welcome to
the Dilly Dallys.
I already messed it up.
I know. Let's try it again.
Welcome to the Dilly Dallys Radio.
On KACR Alameda Community Radio 96.1.
Our very first episode.
Yeah, it's very exciting, Steve.
Do you call radio shows episodes?
I think so, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't really know.
I don't know either, because I've never done this before.
What are we going to talk about on the Dilly Dallys Radio?
We're going to talk about a lot of things, Steve. We're going to talk about what's going down around town. We're going to talk about recent recalls or cool toys that kids are playing with these days. We're going to have story time.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, that is really fun. Our favorite stories.
Huh. What if there's someone at home that's like, I wish they would talk about something?
Well, guess what? We have a special section for that, too.
Really?
Yeah, segment.
That's going to be great.
That is submitted topics. Mostly, we would like submitted topics from kids.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, adults always want to, like, say what they want to hear, but we want it from the kids.
Yeah, totally. So guess what we're talking about today?
What?
Cereal.
Yum.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
like
cereal?
I already ate breakfast, but I might have cereal for lunch.
I'm definitely going to have a bowl of cereal while we record this.
That sounds awesome. All right, should we get started?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay. What's going down around town? Well, guess what, Steve?
What?
Bay Area Children's Theater is back at it again.
I love that place.
Oh, it's awesome. We've seen a bunch of shows there. They have the Rainbow Fish musical, which is a world premiere based on the award-winning book by Marcus Feister about the joy of finding friendship through sharing. We have a song about sharing.
Yeah, we do.
We totally do. It's called Share the Sun because everybody shares the sun. Yeah, pretty easy. This show runs until Sunday, August 27th in San Francisco. So Bay Area Children's Theater, they kind of move around a little bit. They usually start their shows in Berkeley, sometimes end up at
Fairyland
in Oakland, and then also in San Francisco. So this one's ending, and then right after that, oh, I love this book so much, The Very Hungry Caterpillar Show.
Yes.
Yes. It is a stage rendition of Eric Carle's beloved stories. It's four stories. The Artist Who Painted a Blue Horse, which is a must if you've never read it to your child. Please read it to your child. Mr. Seahorse, The Very Lonely Firefly, and of course, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And this show has 75 puppets in it.
Whoa.
Puppets.
That's a lot of puppets.
Dude, that's awesome. I love puppets. Well, that one starts September 1st in Berkeley and runs all the way through October 29th. It is direct from New York, so I think you should make sure you get tickets because it's probably going to sell out.
That sounds pretty great.
Yeah. What shows have you seen there?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
What about the Crayons one? The Day the Crayons Quit.
That one was great.
Yeah, that one was really good. We also saw a Fancy Nancy show there, which mm-hmm. is really cool, especially for all the little girly girls. But I really love their stuff. So you can get tickets at BayAreaChildrensTheater.org.
Sounds good.
Yeah, go get your tickets.
Earlier, you mentioned the Dilly Dallys have a song about sharing.
Neither of us have been there.
As our first song
get tickets.
But it's on our radio program, we're going to play
Share the Sun Museum that came into San Francisco from Australia. It's a pop-up experience, and it has two stories of interactive exhibition celebrating color and material with 10,000 colored ribbons, yellow ball pin. You can catch rainbows, small colorful memories,
smell go walking in two by two, smell the road when we walk around. I have no idea, by
the way. You like how smart, like I was like, well, the smell of strawberries and lemon.
But we think they're going to be here through October, one more month, so we think you should go on their website ASAP,
sign up
for their email blast. The website is www.colorfactory.co.
Not com. Yeah, totally.
Don't put the M there. Again, it's located on Sutter Street in San Francisco. It looks like a really great thing.
Yeah, you know, I have friends who've been lucky enough to get tickets, and they've been posting pictures on Facebook. Like one of them, they were all like,
yellow armpits. We share these joints that can't be changed. Well, the sun is just nuts. It seems like a sensory, huge sensory experience. The wind and I'm going to get those tickets. So I am signed up for this October
email. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
The molecules are everywhere when you're having trouble being fair. But think of things that we all share. Well, there's a lot of things we can't see in the air. The molecules are everywhere when you're having trouble being fair. Think of things that we all share.
Next song is Superhero by the Lori Berkner Band.
When you're in trouble, I'm there on the double to help you with whatever you need. Up, up, up and away, I can save the day and do any super deed.
Superheroes, we to say. What's impossible, will they forget? This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well I can try. And as I roll along I begin to find, things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance song. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Will it all keep spinning, spinning round and round and upside down? Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away.
That song was Upside Down by Jack Johnson and Friends. It's from the sing-alongs and lullabies for the film Curious George. So Steve, how about those recent recalls that we've seen? I always check safekids.org.
Yeah,
and they have all of the recalls set up on there, so you guys can check that out. A few that we found interesting were Brio recalling its soft hammer rattles because the wooden rings on the rattles can crack and break into small pieces. That poses a choking hazard to children.
Now, who built that toy? And thought, yeah, of course the kid is going to smack it on something.
I know.
Of course this thing's going to shatter.
Infants and toddlers, they like to throw things around.
And bang it on everything. Of course that thing was going to break.
I agree. Speaking of rattles, I hear something rattling under here. You must have a baby.
I do have a baby.
I know. So go ahead and check safekids.org for all the recent recalls. Keep up on that so your children are safe.
I'd like to talk about fidget spinners.
Oh, God. The terrible, terrible fidget spinners.
This is the hottest toy, though.
It is the hottest toy. I actually have 4 fidget spinners and 2 fidget cubes in my household.
Real quick. Oh, so you don't own them.
I don't own them. My son keeps buying them for him and my daughter. Yeah.
We have one. We have one fidget spinner.
And one is more than
And honestly, enough. I mean, it got played with for about 2 days, and I don't know where it is. I haven't seen it in weeks. I don't know.
You are one of the lucky ones,
yeah.
Steve, because I have to deal with it all the time. Remind your child not to take it to school. Maybe it's at school with him.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
But I will say that he got his fidget spinner, and it was loose, and I had to retighten it because the bearings inside were about
kept
to pop
coming
out.
Off, right?
And
yeah.
I did read a thing about how a kid, swallowed one of those and choked. So you should really be careful with the fidget spinners.
I agree. We've had to fix a few of them as well. But they're the hot toy right now. So go buy your child a fidget spinner, or maybe don't buy your child a fidget spinner because they are slightly annoying.
They're also not allowed in the schools.
They are not allowed in
Alameda,
schools.
At least.
No, definitely not.
Something to think about if your kid's like, I'm taking this to school.
Yep.
That's not allowed.
No, not cool.
No. Next song is by one of my favorite children's artists, Casper Baby Pants, who is actually the fellow that plays guitar and sings in Presidents of the United States.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's pretty rad. I've been listening to them for a long time.
Yeah.
This song is called My Flea Has Dogs.
What?
My flea has dogs. You don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. My flea has dogs. You don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. Collies, terriers, pugs, and poodles, the leashes get mixed up like noodles. He must have about 99. Afghan longhairs and little cocker spaniels, all of them are named Daisy or Daniel, and all of them are his and none are mine. They yip and yap and howl at the moon. They bark at midnight, bark at noon, when they go parading at the mall. Chihuahuas, chow-wows, Canadian pointers all crowd around and obscure their owner. Sometimes you can't see that flea at all. My flea has dogs. He don't know it's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. My flea has dogs. He don't know it's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. And Doberman and Dalmatian, 20 at a time in high rotation. Imagine all the food that they must eat. Italian greyhounds and Irish setters, out in the sunshine or in the wetter weather, they all come running when they hear my flea. A flea with dogs, now that's ridiculous. Even if you were very meticulous, you couldn't find another bug with mutts. Sharpe, Shih Tzu, Shiba Inu, Whippet, Weimaraner, 2x2. How did this little flea get all these pups? My flea has dogs. He don't know it's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. My flea has dogs. He don't know it's wrong. Oh, my flea has, oh, my flea has, oh, my flea has dogs.
My flea has dogs. My little flea has dogs. Little flea, little dogs. Little flea, little dogs.
The next song we have for you is one of my favorite bands from when I was in high school. It's They Might Be Giants, and it's called The House at the Top of the Tree. Enjoy.
There's a house at the top of a tree. There's a house at the top of a tree. In the house, there's a room in the room. There's a chair, and sitting in the chair is you. There's a nose at the end of a snout. Of a dog with his head out the window. Of a car that's driving away from the tree. And at the top of a tree, there's a house, and in the house, there's a room, and in the room, there's a chair, and in the chair is you. There's a plan to eat the house in the mind of a mouse in the woods. And the mouse in the woods has a smell that's detected by the nose at the end of the snout of a dog. And the dog has his head out the window of a car. And the car is driving away from the tree. And at the top of a tree, there's a house, and in the house, there's a room, and in the room, there's a chair, and in the chair is you. There are no more potato chips left in the empty bag in your hand. And the crumpling sound of the empty bag makes the mice get mad. And when the mice get mad, it leads to a plan to eat the house. And the plan's in the mind of the mouse in the woods. And the mouse in the woods has a smell that's detected by the nose at the end of a snout of a dog. And the dog has his head out the window of a car. And the car is driving away from the tree. And at the top of a tree, there's a house, and in the house, there's a room, and in the room, there's a chair, and in the chair is you. And the reason there are no more chips in the empty bag in your hand is that the crumpling sound of the empty bag makes the mice get mad, which leads to a plan to eat the house. But just in time, the dog arrives to give to the mouse the potato chips that you took from the bag and gave to the dog to deliver to the mouse, so the mouse would not eat you.
Welcome to our story time for the day. I will be reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. And that's the end of our story time for today.
You did a really wonderful job reading that story.
Why, thank you. It's one of my favorites, and I think I've read it maybe thousands of times.
It's a really good book. So every week, we're going to ask children to submit a random topic for us to talk about.
Totally random.
This week's submission is cereal.
Cereal.
Yeah, some kid out there wants us to talk about cereal.
I like cereal, Steve.
I love cereal. But I find the cereal has a lot of sugar in it.
It does. And you know what? I'm on like this special elimination diet right now, and I have gone through every single cereal in my house, and I know exactly how much sugar is in every single cereal.
What kind of cereal do you have in your house right now?
So we have the Purple Haze, which is a new one from Trader Joe's.
I've seen that.
I want to say it's corn-based, and it has 0 grams of sugar.
That's
literally
wonderful.
Zero. It's amazing.
So no kids like that.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I was eating that one. But my daughter eats their crispy rice cereal mm-hmm. every morning, and that per serving only has 3 grams of sugar, which I think really good.
It's better than the donut.
I totally agree. Although she'll have a donut afterwards.
Oh, yeah, well, we have cinnamon puffins from Trader Joe's.
Oh, we have the peanut butter puffins.
Yeah, those are pretty good, but I took them home, fed them to my child, and he said he didn't like them. So now I just eat them.
Have you tried the peanut butter ones?
I haven't.
Well, those are really good, yeah. And those only have 6 grams of sugar in them. So that's a pretty good option. We also have... we have other cereals that are like pretty unhealthy cereals in our house. So we have like Honey Bunches of Oats, and we had Raisin Bran, which oddly enough, even though it has raisins in it, which are pretty good for you, they are coated in sugar.
Yeah, I mean, they just cover the good for you stuff in sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what makes it tasty.
I know. It is really good cereal. But those are like on the higher end, like 13 to 16 grams per serving. And that is nuts.
Okay, let me tell you what I like to do with Raisin Bran. It's a little weird. I put it in and I let the milk get really the cereal gets really soggy.
That's gross,
Steve. And then I push it to the side, drink the milk out, and then eat the soggy cereal by itself.
Oh, man.
Is that weird? I've done it since I was a kid.
That's absolutely disgusting.
It's so weird. I mean, some cereals just are really gross when they're soggy. And then Raisin Bran, I think, is wonderful as soggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's not what I would do. But, you know, cereal's a really quick, easy breakfast, right? I mean, you throw a bowl of cereal in front of your kid and then you're out the door. It's like that or Pop-Tarts. You know, I mean, but hey, it is what it is. Cereal's good to eat. You can use regular milk or almond milk or coconut milk. I'm all about almond milk these days. So, I mean, but it's good stuff. Just try to buy low sugar.
Yeah.
Stay healthy.
Enjoy your cereal.
Enjoy your cereal. Crunch, crunch. That's all for now. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, we had a really great time. I hope you did too.
It was fun.
Feel free to email us at info@thedillydallysmusic.com. And please ask your children to submit a topic for next week's random topic.
Totally. We would love to hear from you. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening to the Dilly Dallys Radio on KACR Alameda Community Radio 96.1. Take care.
I love my cereal, my cereal, morning.
stop. There's a prize on the bottom. You can save the box top. It's gone.
It's good.
It might be sealed in a bag or a box or a bowl. Cocoa Fruity Frosted served hot or cold. It always makes me feel so good.
Fun.
Yeah, see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.